turn your palms to face the ceiling. If you're touching someone that you don't want to be touched by or to, you could scoot yourself forward or back. It is up to you. And we ask you to close your eyes, but always if that leaves you feeling scared or vulnerable in a room full of people you don't know that well yet, it's fine to keep them just cracked open, but it's up to you. The main part of any sort of breath work is complete relaxation. It's actually shavasana. So if you can't get that relaxation with the eyes lightly closed, then you can keep them slightly open. Right, as Rocky said, if you have glasses, you can just take them off. You can put them on your belly. You'll feel them less there. Or on top of a block close by. The skin being the closest organ to the nervous system, as much as possible, the skin is free, which is why the bolster is so narrow. So to Andrew, your hands drop back about 2 inches too far. Yeah, roll up the fringe edge. Right, the forehead should be higher than the chin. Tina, you need to be a little higher too. Into the strap, like you're trying to break the strap, and then relax your legs completely. Notice if the buttocks flesh is caught up in the lower back, you might need to take your thumbs there and scoop the buttocks flesh to the heels. Again, we're trying to free up the skin to calm the nervous system, to create a deeper and deeper sense of relaxation. Let your head arrive. And by that, let the blankets support the full weight of your head. And the brain falls away from the forehead towards the blanket. And the eyes deepen in their sockets. And you let the skin just settle over the bridge of the nose and the contours of the cheekbones. You notice if there's any tightness in the corners of the lips, or any binding in the jaw. You notice the base of the skull and you ask if it's free. Is it easy? Is it jammed? Is it overstretched? That's an area that Richard will go into quite a bit this week. So just to give your awareness to that occipital ridge, the base of the skull. And then notice your throat. Is it a clear passageway? Is it narrow? Is it blocked in certain areas? And everything that we're asking, it's just to bring your mind there. It's not to change anything. It's not to analyze whether it's right or wrong. Feel the width of your collarbones. They spread wide and drop into the head of the humerus bone that becomes very heavy and drops to the floor. Just feel the weight, feel the broadness of the collarbones, the weight of the head of the humerus. Bring your awareness down your right arm. Notice the slight bend of the elbow, even though the arms are somewhat straight. Notice the softness of the inside of the arm, what you might think of as the yin side of the arm. That tapers into the wrist. And you feel the back of the hand resting on the floor, the slight curl of the fingers, and the softness of the right palm. Slide your awareness down the left arm. Feel the weight of the bones of the left arm. Feel how the breath affects the skin of the left arm. Notice what effect that pranayama bolster has on the upper chest. Notice any movement in your rib cage. Is it very precise, going to one area of the rib cage? Is it more general to the whole rib cage? Does the skin get stuck in the ribs, around the ribs? Bring specific attention to your lower front ribs and ask, are they hard? Or do they soften and merge with the belly? And then ask if your belly is soft. Is it hard? Is it blocked? Are you able to bring your awareness to your belly and be there for a moment? With love, with kindness, with compassion, with ease. Notice if your tendency is more to lean to the right side of the sacrum or to the left. Don't change it. None of this is to change or to decide what's good or bad or right or wrong. It's just to observe. None of us are symmetrical. And feel the right femur bone, right? The longest, heaviest bone in the body. Is it possible to let it have its full weight and to drop into the wideness of the hamstrings, the support of the hamstrings, the bed of the hamstrings? Notice the skin that covers the right patella. Is it soft? Is it stretched? Does it breathe? Feel the weight of your right shin bone that goes into the spreading of the calf muscle. Notice the space behind your right ankle. There's a little bit of a lordosis there, a little bit of a back bend, a little bit of an arch behind the right ankle. Feel the weight of the right heel. Notice the air on top of the right foot that touches the skin. The length of your right toes. Notice, be aware of the texture of the sole of the right foot. Any sensation in the sole of the right foot. Feel the weight of your left thigh. area behind your left knee. Again, it's a little hollow. It's a little arch. It doesn't necessarily touch the floor. Be aware of your left lower leg into the ankle, into the heel. Into the length of the phalanges, the left toenails, the bottom of the left foot. And then almost like you're going to step aside and admire the whole body. Sort of look at it and see if there's any sense of even vibration. Even relaxation. Without changing your breath, notice it.
Place your hands on your side lower ribs. Not the top, but the side. So situate your hands so that you can easily keep them placed on the side lower ribs. Take a moment to adjust so that that doesn't affect the base of the neck as best possible. Direct your breath to the side lower ribs so the side lower ribs move more prominently to the side. As you do that, make sure not to inflate any of the sense organs. So as you direct your inhalation, direct it without inflating the feeling of the brain or the sense organs. Keep feeling that the relaxation of the legs draws in the breath and the brain directs the breath so far as location but not volume. As you feel the breath into the side lower ribs, feel how the attachment of those ribs to the spine actually gets a little bit more broad and all the muscles that are intricately lining the spine get a slight horizontal release. So right where the blanket is touching the lower ribs, like 9, 10, 11, 12, feel like there's a broadening at that area as you direct the breath into the side lower ribs. Following the release of the legs, take a slightly, like 25% more voluminous breath, but feel like you take it in a little slower and locate it in the side lower ribs, 9, 10, 11, 12, the lower four ribs. The basic net effect of that is the back body in that area broadens. Make sure that it's having that net effect. So the kidney band right above the kidney band is broadening with the directed and more voluminous inhalation. Good. Then replace the hands below the belly button on the pelvic belly. Adjust the elbow skin so it's not irritating almost the funny bone of the elbow feeling. And for a moment, see if you can be less in control of anything except watching. So you watch the lower belly rise and fall. And you let go of any attempt to control or change or facilitate or manipulate the breath. So you're watching an involuntary breath move the belly however it's going to move the belly. And continue to see that the relaxation of the legs in Shavasana in more of a parallel containment can invite the breath down into the pelvic belly. Now, on the next minute of inhalations and exhalations, feel like the belly slightly resists rising on the inhale and completes the exhale with complete sense of letting go. As you restrict the inhalation in the lower pelvic belly slightly, take that restriction and move it instead into the side lower ribs. So you're creating a mindful restriction and containment at the lower belly so that when you breathe, it's going to expand the 9, 10, 11, 12 ribs more to the side, away from the spine. As you do that, you simultaneously have to observe the sense organs in the brain and make sure that any of this work, any of the pranayama work, does not create a binding or a pressure inside the sense organs or the brain. If that takes place, you go back to just watching the breath in the belly. Now, just feel like you're going back to nothing, basically. Take your hands right around the middle ribs. If you were going to divide the rib cage into three, 9, 10, 11, 12, this would be 8, 7, 6, 5. So touch rib 8, 7, 6, 5. And you can lay your hands sort of on the front side corners of those ribs. So you might even count. It's not a bad idea to sort of count the ribs and try to actually feel in your own body where it is 8, 7, 6, 5. Sometimes God is in the details. Feel like the sleeve of containment is the bind around the legs, the slight containment of the pelvic belly, and a little bit of containment at the diaphragm, so that as you breathe now, as you inhale, the side 8, 7, 6, 5 ribs tend to expand more in any direction. So feel like you're creating the balloon of the body a little contained, except for this area where your hands are, and that area begins to be expressed and slightly more deeply inflated. And try to feel if there's any resistance to the intercostal muscles, any resistance to the emotional body, to let this area be expressed. And don't think you're going to necessarily get through that restriction on day one. So note, create a note to the self. Create a note to yourself, oh, I feel slight bindings and restrictions there. See if you can be detailed in where it is, the epicenter of the bind. Be meticulous, observe. Have a little experiment in moving the breath into this area so that that little extra pressure in this area illuminates the characteristics of this area. Now, take the middle fingers in the navel, the tip of the middle fingers in the navel, and then just relax the hands and just register the waters of the belly. And again, be a completely passive observer for a moment. Feel like the belly gets to be like fish in an aquarium that you just get to watch. And let the navel rise and fall. There used to be techniques of navel gazing. So in some ways that's what you're doing right now. It's just a sense of gazing and feeling, not necessarily just with the eyes, but all your ability to sense, of feeling your navel. Eyes are closed. Your hands are so sensitive. Feel what they feel. Relax the legs, relax the feet, relax the calf muscles, relax the hamstrings, relax the adductors, relax the quadriceps, relax the abductors. Let the legs fall to the earth in a contained parallel fashion. Take your hands now and take them on the top four ribs. 4, 3, 2, 1. You can't really touch rib number one because it's so far underneath the collarbones that in some ways, instead of rib number one, you actually touch the collarbone. That's fine. So you touch rib 3, 4, 3, 2, and the collarbone. And know that first rib is stuck way up in there. But the lung tissue is all the way up into the upper cavities of the chest. Now, in some ways, like a grandparent creates a force field around their grandchildren, like a prayer or a kind feeling or a unconditional love. Put that in some ways around the lower body now and breathe more into the upper chest, but don't let it be more of a restriction. Let it be sort of a containment of love. Two hands holding someone else's heart. In fact, two hands holding your own heart. Let the legs dangle like tentacles of a jellyfish all the way from the umbrella of your upper chest. As the containment happens in the lower body and all the way up to the fourth rib. Take slightly deeper inhalations to fill up this upper chest. This is where it gets tricky, because as you do this, there will be such a tendency to inflate the lower throat and the lower neck and the levator scapula muscles and some of the upper shoulder blade muscles and some of the pectoralis muscles and some of the serratus anterior muscles. See if you can keep that relaxed so the neck is unaffected except for, in some ways, even more quiet in the broadness of the upper chest. Great space. Great space. Great peace. So again, by 25-50%, begin to swell the upper chest. deflate the sense organs, deflate the brain, feel the breath into the upper lungs. And then take your hands and place them on your upper belly between the diaphragm and the belly button. And again, be intuitive with your hands. There's no perfect placement. There's no idea. These things are not ideas, really. They're people being very sensitive and feeling deeply where some of the sort of more common places of blockages are. You may or may not fit in any of those categories. You have to feel and ask whether these are questions and feelings apply to you and your body and your mind and your heart. See if there's any area here in the solar plexus or the upper belly that tends to be at. And see if you can now, even below the belly button, the navel and above the belly button, the whole belly area, be fluid like water. And let the eyes and the throat mimic that suppleness. Pools of water, mirrors to the soul. The skin of the body, the envelope of the body, receptive soles of the feet, receptive palms of the hand, receptive throat, receptive belly, receptive skin of the face, receptive skin of the back of the neck where it meets the skull, where Colleen said Richard will highlight probably again and again. Confluent, where the sacrum meets the lumbar vertebra. Those two junctures of space. Space meeting space. And then take the arms out to the side again and readjust the shoulder blade to the palm. So there's a relationship between the right shoulder blade and the palm, the right palm, and the left shoulder blade and the left palm. And they're so beautifully arranged that the exact same knuckle of each hand is resting on the ground without effort. So the symmetry between right and left begins to take place through the great care and attention that you're giving yourself. A deep respect, a deep self-respect. A willingness to take yourself in very deep detail. With love and attention. Notice what part of each heel is touching, because you'll then notice which leg is more rotated out, which leg is more rotated in. You don't have to change anything. Notice what part of your skull is on the blanket now after a little bit of pranayama. A lot of times the breathing will turn the head. Notice what part of your sacrum is on the blanket and how the spine is laying on this narrow fold that both, I believe, me and Andrew took the time to fold for you. People prepare the ground. You've prepared the ground. You're here. Very quietly bend the legs. Roll over to your right side. Stay on your side for 10 cycles of breath. See if you can count 10 cycles of breath. If you lose your place, just make up a story and go from that number.
notice if that pranayama bolster created any irritation in your lower back. And see if here the muscles of the lower back can drape and the water of the belly can also drape. The top leg can have its weight. The head is heavy. And just notice what this pose does, right? Each pose affects the nervous system in a different way, affects the emotional body in a different way, affects the pranic body in a different way. What is the effect of this pose? Is the breath easier? Is the nervous system calmer? Is there a feeling of safety? Is there a feeling of yoga, the state of nothing missing? What does this pose elicit? Right, that's where we go in advanced work. What is the reason? What is the effect? What is the breath? What is the emotional component? You might even ask, what's the spiritual component of this pose? And press your left hand into the mat, come up to sit. Slide your